This cassette is based on the book Into God by Robert Colson, which was published in 1956. This is the first of three major writings in which Colson sets out the spiritual problem which faces humanity in the 20th century. The problem of our century and our civilization is seen by Colson in terms of spiritual growth, the growing pains of humankind struggling towards a greater self-consciousness. The solution is to pursue the journey into God by means of straightforward spiritual exercises based on deep listening to the Word of God. This Word is spoken in eternity, and its clearest expression may be found in the Bible. To begin with, let us remember that the Bible records God as revealing himself as personal, as self with a capital S, culminating in the appearance of Jesus, the Christ, the Word made flesh. We respond to God because we too are personal, selves with a small s. Colson reminds us that because God is personal, the supreme self, his proper name is the name he spoke to Moses as recorded in Exodus chapter 3, the name I Am. Colson prints this in capital letters in his books. In the readings which follow, I shall refer to this name when it occurs as the divine I Am. Similarly, our own human persons, or selves, are referred to as the human I Am, as distinct from the divine I Am. In the second chapter of Into God, Robert Colson reminds us that most Christian people are familiar with the two great church sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. And we are accustomed to understand that as we receive these sacraments as outward and visible signs, we are receiving the grace of God inwardly and spiritually. We are taught, however, that this divine grace or gift is not imparted automatically. We receive it by faith. Jesus himself shows us the way to receive when he tells us in the 11th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, "All things whatsoever ye pray and ask for, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them." The Word of God, the divine I Am, is itself sacramental. It actually conveys the grace it expresses. And by faith, we can receive the full blessing of that grace. So when, for example, Jesus says, "My peace I give unto you," by exposing ourselves to this divine word in faith, we may actually receive the peace of God which passes understanding. And it is by believing that we have received it that we shall have this peace. There is a correspondence between our human self, or I Am, and the divine I Am, the supreme self. It is because of this correspondence, because, in other words, we are made in the image of God, that we are able to listen deeply and creatively to the Word of God in the way that Colson will describe for us. We do not simply hear the Word, we both hear and receive the Word. That is to say, we begin by having a mental grasp of what the Word means, using our intelligence. Then we go on to receive the word more deeply into our hearts, and so experience the depth of feeling which the word conveys by divine inspiration. Finally, we allow our will to be inspired and informed by the word, in order, so to speak, to put the word to work in the world of every day. This threefold pattern of contemplative prayer involving the mind, the heart, and the will in that order, is a keystone of Robert Colson's thought and method, an essential spiritual signpost along the way into God. By training ourselves to receive the divine word in this way, we shall begin to grasp what Jesus said when he told us that his words are spirit and life. So, with these words by way of introduction, I will now continue by describing, in Robert Colson's own words, his method of contemplative prayer. Before listening, you may like to turn off the cassette player for a few minutes to reflect on what has been said so far, and to pray briefly in your own words for the enlightenment of God's Holy Spirit as you listen to this cassette.